Very beginning, Roy.
But it's on E.
It's very beginning, number one.
Right, but we wanted to mention item.
Oh, E.
Five E.
Five E.
Man, I can't even see that. Item E?
There's another one.
Okay.
Should give it to me like that.
Yeah.
Can you see it now?
Blown up like that, it's hard to change pages though. I thought, maybe not. It's too big. Yeah.
Right where it fits on the page.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, we're recording now?
Yes, you are.
This is like right out of here. Okay, we're gonna bring this meeting to order Tuesday, October 15th, 2019, at 6 PM. Could we please stand for the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We did our roll call?
Joe Spear. Joe Spear.
Here.
Sharon Hartung.
Here.
Richard Heap.
Here.
Ken Range.
Here.
Roy Davis.
Here. Are there any modifications, additions, and/or changes to the agenda tonight?
Yes, I'd like to add action item L, which would be green building demo contract. That's the only change I have.
Can I get a motion to approve the addition to the agenda?
I'll move to approve the agenda.
I second that.
Danielle, roll call.
Joe?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Okay, at this time, the commissioners have the opportunity to declare potential conflicts of interest. And we do have an item tonight. Item E has to do with Commissioner Joe Spear, a lease extension for his fishing vessel, Miss Emily. So, Joe, would you like to declare anything tonight?
Yeah, I'd like to declare conflict of interest there for me.
Okay, on item E, so.
Item E.
When we come to that, Joe, I'm gonna ask you just to get up and sit in the audience just for that time. Okay?
Just another time.
I wanna bury some hell in down there.
Can I get an approval of the agenda consent items, approved minutes of regular meeting Tuesday, September 24th, 2019?
Does he have a question on that?
I don't think so.
Any discussion from the board?
No, I think it's been correct. In fact, I know it's been corrected.
You good?
Yeah.
Okay, Joe? Sharon?
I'll make the motion to approve.
Okay, can I get a second, please?
I'll second it.
Danielle?
Joe?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. I have no public comments before the board tonight. I thank everybody for coming, by the way. It was a cold night. Okay, management reports. A, financial report for September 2019. Gary?
Does the board have any questions, comments on the financial report?
I have a comment. These are just thorough.
Good.
They are thorough.
That's good. That's good stuff.
I mean, sometimes people say, well, I don't know that you guys are very transparent. If you read that, every single thing
absolutely.
That we do is right there.
Thank you for that, Richard.
Yes.
Absolutely. Any further discussion from the board? Ken?
No.
Can I get a motion to accept the financial report for 2019 month, September?
I'll make a motion to accept the financial report for September 2019.
I second it.
Danielle, roll call, please.
Joe?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Can I get a motion to approve the Port Manager's Report, September 2019? Any discussion from the board?
Well, I'll share it later.
Ken?
No.
Joe?
No.
Sharon?
It was very well.
Can I get a motion to accept the Port Manager's Report, 2019, September?
I make a motion to accept the Port Manager's Report, September 2019.
Get a second?
Second.
Second.
Danielle?
Joe?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Harbor Master's Report for September 2019, Travis?
Any questions?
Any discussion from the board or questions for Travis on the Harbor Master's Report? Sharon?
The only thing I have on his report is I saw that he had somebody that fell on the dock.
Yep.
So, and I know you guys are going around and fixing those.
Yeah, it was a real unfortunate accident. It was a very small lip and she fell and she was able to get up and, you know, come report it. We talked with her, but.
Because I noticed on some of our docks, the yellows that you guys had there for caution, that a lot of them have faded away, really bad, so.
And a lot of those areas should be getting fixed. You'll notice that where some of them are yellow, the docks actually fix. It's just the yellow that's still on there, so.
Thank you.
Good job, Travis.
Yes, good job.
I do have a question.
Yes.
Is one of those two weather buoys down there, 46027?
Probably not. I don't know.
I don't think so, Richard.
Those are.
The mouth of the Smith River.
Yeah, those are going for the mouth of the Smith River and they will read temperature, pH, salinity, ocean information.
So those are not weather buoys?
They're not.
They look like weather buoys.
They're not weather buoys. They read the water. They're water buoys.
Okay. Darn.
I don't know what depth they're going in.
30 meters.
30 feet?
30 meters.
Oh, meters.
Who's putting that? Are those yellows?
No, the Talua Indians are. They paid Humboldt State University their research vessel to come here and load them and go deploy them, but they're for the Talua Indians.
That is very interesting.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, everybody's in the research mode. Okay, any further questions for Travis on the Harbor Master's Report?
No.
From the board? Ken?
No.
Richard? Joe? Sharon?
No.
Can I get a motion to accept the Harbor Master's Report for September 2019?
I make a motion to accept the Harbor Master's Report, September 2019.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Danielle?
I'm sorry, who seconded that?
Richard was first, but Ken was second.
Thank you. Joe?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Okay, moving on to action items. We have draft ordinance number 24, Dinghy's Amendment. This is the second and final reading. Can I get a motion to approve this draft ordinance?
I make a motion to approve ordinance number 24, Dinghy's. Reading by title only, amendment to section 4.34 of part four, specific rules and regulations of ordinance number 1-1998. An ordinance of the Board of Commissioners of the Port of Brookings Harbor.
Can I get a second or is there any further discussion from the board?
I second, actually.
Roll call, Danielle?
Joe?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Action item B, resolution 5.7, port rates 2019-20 amendment. Can I get a motion to approve resolution number 5.27, port rates?
I'll make a motion that we approve draft resolution 5.27, port rates for fiscal year 2019 to 2020.
Can I get a second?
I second that.
Danielle, roll call, please.
Joe?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Moving to action item C, resolution number 528, correcting resolution numbers. Can I get a motion to approve resolution 528?
I make a motion to approve draft resolution number 528.
Any discussion from the board? Can I get a second?
Second.
Danielle?
Joe?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Action item D is CDN lease extension amendment number one. Can I get a motion to approve CDN lease extension amendment number one?
That's Barbara's, right?
Correct. That is Barbara's extension. So now
the visitors.
The visitors, so yes.
I'll make a motion to approve that lease extension.
For CBN.
For CBN.
Any further discussion from the board? Can I get a second?
I second it.
Danielle?
Joe?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Thank you, Joe. Action item E, Commissioner Joe Spears has declared conflict of interest and has removed himself from the board table and is now sitting in the general public audience. Can I get a motion to approve Joe Spear, Vessel Miss Emily, lease extension amendment number one?
I'll make a motion. We approve Joe Spears, Vessel Miss Emily, lease amendment number one.
Any further discussion from the board or comments?
I'll second the motion.
We have a second by Richard. Danielle?
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Okay. Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Moving to action item F.
Where are you going? That was a tight one, Joe.
Come at this.
No, he didn't shower this week, did he?
No. I'm sure he did after we did the, I'm pretty sure he did. Moving on to action item F, FEMA DR4452-OR contract, April 6th declared disaster. Can I get a motion to approve FEMA DR4452-OR contract?
I'll make a motion to approve the OEM infrastructure contract DR-4452-OR and allow the port manager to sign documents as needed to proceed with FEMA disaster relief repair.
Any further discussion from the board?
Can I second it?
A second? We have a second from Richard. Danielle, can we get a roll call?
Joe?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Moving to action item G, hazard mitigation grant program projects. Can I get a motion to approve action item G, hazard mitigation grant program projects?
I make a motion to approve working on application of application for basin 2 slopes repairs, dredging, seawall at RV park, and receiving docks, pack choice, in parentheses, authorized port manager or designee to sign documents for the applications to pre-disaster immigration.
Mitigation.
Mitigation.
Okay.
Mitigation.
Got it. Yep. Is that the right one?
Yep.
I'm on the right one.
Yep.
That's the right one, Joe. Any further discussion from the board?
Yes.
Sharon.
I don't understand why the fuel dock, it wasn't included down there in the bottom as well. Is
yeah,
it a separate deal?
Because we're using $600,000 from the lottery money,
okay.
And also the damages that we're claiming through FEMA, that we don't need to add PDM to it.
Okay, well I was just wondering
if we feel that the cost is going to exceed what our estimate is, then we can apply for another grant. But I just don't want to overload the system with grants that's not needed.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
I'll second the motion.
We have a second by Richard. Danielle, can we get a roll call, please?
Joe?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Kent? Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Moving to action item H, City of Brookings Police Patrol at Port. Gary?
Well, does Ken want to speak on this? I know Ken and I met with the city of Brookings Police, and we feel that the sheriff department's actually coming through and patrolling the area better. So I think we just want to table this issue.
Right. And I'd make a motion. Well, there's, you know, a couple factors, other factors. The city has already entered into a agreement. If there's issues down here, they will respond. We can hire one of their deputy or one of their officers at $60,000 roughly.
Right.
But the bottom line is, until there's no point in doing any of that right now. So we'll wait and see how Sheriff Ward has full complement. We know we have better patrols from the Sheriff's Department at this time. There's no urgency in doing anything, so the motion would make would be table it at this point.
Correct. Okay, you want to make that motion, Ken?
Yes.
Okay.
Al?
Yeah. I have a quick question. If the city of Brookings Police are called down here, do we get charged?
If there's a life-threatening situation, they're coming.
Right. No charge.
But do we have to pay for that?
No.
No.
Okay.
If there's an active shooter or a violent crime,
right,
they will come across this border. If there's somebody trying to knock on some window at the candy shop and be a pervert, they're not going to come for that.
Yeah.
If it's life-threatening,
okay,
they will come at no charge.
They have a mutual aid agreement between OSP, the Brookings PD, the Sheriff's Department.
And the county.
Correct.
And we have found this out by our meetings with them. So we found out a lot of information that's good, so we don't want to pay for that just yet.
One more quick question. When you dial 911, where does it go to if it originates from here? Does it go to the city?
It goes to the city, from what we found out. It goes to the city, then they go from there.
Okay.
Right.
So my motion would be table it indefinitely, and we'll, if we need to revisit, we'll revisit it.
Put a second on that. Any further discussion from the board? Okay, Sharon seconded. Danielle, you get a roll call, please.
Joe?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. New RV park restroom building color. So, sounds like Al's got a comment. I'm not sure what. We want to stick with the theme of our retail center? Is that what
that's the goal. I think we may not have exact same color, but I know in picture number one is pretty close.
Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly which one is on the color chart other than the natural honey, maybe. But I'd like to keep it as close as possible to the retail center and with a brown trim.
Any discussion from the board?
I guess I want to ask one question. How's this fit in with, we have a meeting with Clay and Associates at the end of the month. How does this fit in with our other buildings that they're developing the plans on?
I consider this like phase one, and the other is like phase two, the rest of the, so this would be like phase one of what, because.
And this is going to be in a separate location, and
right,
we have not decided the exact location on.
Exactly, yes.
Any further discussion from the board? Joe? Sharon? Ken?
No.
So can we get a motion to accept natural honey as color?
I'll make a motion that we select the color for the restroom as close to the retail center color as possible with brown trim, whatever color that is.
Yep.
Can I get a second?
I second.
Danielle, we have a second by Joe. Can we get a roll call, please?
Joe?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. SDAO 2020 Annual Conference. Gary?
Back up a second. So action item L, the one we added to the meeting packet.
Pardon me?
L. We added L to the meeting packet.
Right.
To the agenda.
Right, we're on J.
We're on J, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Easy, bud.
That's right. I'm trying to jump ahead, I guess.
J and K.
We're gonna get to L, Gary.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, SDA, yeah, we just needed to know if how many commissioners want to go to the annual conference.
Know the dates?
February 6th through the 9th. 6th is like the half day if you wanted to go to it, or the full thing starts on the 7th, February 7th.
And where is it?
Seaside.
Cannon Beach. I'll go.
Yeah, I want to go, for sure.
I'm gonna go if I'm not crowded. Like, if we start February 1, I'm not going. But if we start January 1, I'll definitely go. I can make the crew run the boat for a couple days. That's gonna be a deal there, but.
Okay, Sharon's the last one.
It's a long lease to drive.
Ain't Jerry drive?
I don't know if he's the lane. Okay.
He drives me all over.
We got gavel.
You could make that decision, though. So we have four that want to go. Is that, Ken, did you say yes? So we have four: Joe Spears, Roy Davis, Richard Heap, and Ken Range.
There's five of you guys up there, right?
But Sharon hasn't made up her mind
yes,
yet.
Yes, I did.
So
yes,
you did.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say?
After you.
Okay,
so we have the unanimous board that wants to go unanimously to the conference.
So the whole board is going.
Do you want Danielle to reserve your hotel rooms?
Absolutely.
We can do that now.
Absolutely.
There's like six hotel rooms, so we'll just pick whichever one Danielle picks. Or do you guys care?
That was ghoulish.
Right next to the washing machine.
And are we going to have Danielle with us as we had her last time?
Yeah. So I'm asking staff wise, Kim, Travis, Danielle, and myself.
Great. Absolutely. We'd love to have one.
Well, I would just comment about last year, the first one I've been to. That was very informative.
It's good stuff.
Lots of appropriate topics for us. I thought it was very well done, and I'm looking forward to hearing what they have to say this time.
What are some of the topics? I'm just curious.
Well, let's see. We heard about cybersecurity. Yeah. We heard about various liability issues. We heard about personnel management issues. We have a port meeting, all the port districts. So it's a lot of training, basically, that you get.
It's hours and hours in the classroom. It's not, we're not up there, promise you, we're not up there
partying
or having fun. It's very serious business. The speakers are very professional. And I enjoyed mainly that cyber class and the port-to-port meetings, because I have to meet a lot of people that I don't get to see all the time. And it's really like camaraderie. But it's classroom, and you have to sign in.
They also hit a lot on what is new. New rules, new laws, things, new bills,
stuff.
Legislative things.
Mm-hmm. So you can be as contemporary as possible.
Yeah.
That's why you go. I mean,
the insurance piece of this talks to us about liability. Mm-hmm. The other talk to us about, here's things that have changed. Maybe federal law, state law, personnel law, all the different things that we need to be aware of so that we can be prepared to deal with it if necessary. So it's just kind of to get us, I guess, more rounded on what we should be looking at and thinking about.
Well, I'm glad you're going. Sure. You know, I just really didn't know what they covered.
Yep.
So it's new to me. To me, it's just an acronym here. I didn't know what the basis for it is.
Danielle and I went to one of these trainings today in Medford, and that training included what the top 10 OSHA citations are and how they would apply to the fort, crime prevention through environmental design, de-escalation techniques for somebody comes in and upset about the boat rates, or whatever the issue is, the interaction that can de-escalate it and what can, you know, bring it up a notch. Cyber basics training, defensive driving, that one was awkward. The defensive driving, if we want to go to the office up there, and maybe they'll have it at the big convention where they put you in a simulator of some sort and put one of these virtual things on you and critique your driving habits, like whether you're doing with one hand, doing it with your knee, answering the phone, you know, but it's...
Like you're not going to behave when, under that circumstance.
Right, so, yeah, then you get kicked off the insurance. But no, it's beneficial training. And then the contacts that you make at some of these events.
Very rare, yes.
So you have references to refer to as well.
You know, yeah. You know who to contact, they know you, and no, it's excellent.
Was George Dunkel the head of that?
I'm sorry?
Was George Dunkel the head of that class?
No, he wasn't there.
A different man?
Brian Wolf. But last year when we went, it was as dangerous as it could possibly be going to and from because of the snow. When we were over there, people fell down, you know, going between the classroom buildings and that. This one's going to be a little safer environment for our people to be at. And I'll skip the next one if the weather conditions are going to be the same up there in Sun River.
Well, thanks for the explanation. I mean, I just was curious. I didn't know what they cover.
Ask questions, please.
So a couple more things that they do. They have lots of vendors, so you can go around and see vendors. And then the last thing is the port actually gets a discount when commissioners and staff goes. We get a 2% discount on our insurance for the port. So we do get some back, even though we're spending a lot. But that's pretty much it. You guys covered everything.
Okay, so we have a unanimous board going, and we'll report back to you gladly. And maybe bring some literature and make some copies of it, hand it to whoever would be interested.
What would be nice is a little synopsis of, you know, it would just help me understand. I've learned a whole bunch about legal elements here that I had no idea about. You would get someone like me that's new to living in a port situation like this. It's been fascinating.
We'll bring back the package they send us. It shows you each and every class and a little brief description of what it is.
Right.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Sure. All right. So moving on to action item K, that would be the RV park restroom loan application request.
Let me get a motion.
Back up. We need a motion and an approval to for the travel to that.
To approve the loan.
Oh, okay. To SDA. Richard, do you want to make a motion?
I will. I make a motion that we approve the travel for the five commissioners and four staff to attend the 2020 SBAO conference in Seaside.
Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion or questions from the audience? Can I get a second?
Second.
We got a second from Sharon Danielle, roll call.
Joe?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Moving to action item K now. RV park restroom loan application request. Can I get a motion to approve the RV park restroom loan application request? Any discussion from the board?
So the loan went up from what we had talked about in August?
Yeah, it went from 367 to, it was rounded up to 400,000. I'd like to have a little bit of room for incidentals, unknown aspects of running into. Once you start digging in the ground, you don't know what you're going to hit. So I like to have a little bit of leeway. Plus, it makes a round number for a loan. I'm not talking a whole lot more per month.
Thank you.
Any further discussion?
No.
Can I get a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the port manager.
Does it jump on it?
Ken, go ahead.
A motion to approve port manager or designate to sign loan application paperwork with the Umpqua Bank for an amount of $400,000 to purchase a new restroom and install five new pull-through sites at Beachfront RV Park. Final loan documents to be approved and signed by Board of Commissioners.
For the second?
I'll
I second it.
We have a second from Joe. Danielle, can I get a roll call, please?
Joe?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Action item L.
Right here.
Green building contract, Gary.
Okay, so we put a proposal out. It was out for more than a month. We got two responses, and we picked the lowest response, and that was Allied Roofing and Construction. And Martha reviewed the contract. So this is the contract, and they Allied put a note in there that they would be done no later than November 30th. What, a 1 week period roughly to when they start it to demo it and get it done.
And they'll leave the slab?
No, slab's gone.
Everything's gone.
Mm-hmm. Holiday.
And that includes hauling everything off?
Yes.
Yep.
Right. I guess I have one question. What kind of a contracting license does he have?
It's a CCB.
What kind of it?
If he's a roofing contractor, commercial, that's a specialty license. That's not...
I'll have to look it up.
If I have a general contractor's license, I would hope.
Yeah, it's Allied Roofing and Construction.
LLC. I don't know what CCB is. His contracting number is CCB. Maybe I'd bring that with us.
No, but it had no infractions.
Right.
Yeah, it's payment work, public works bond.
Could you speak up just a little bit?
He has a public works payment bond. There's no infractions on his license. I believe it's a commercial license.
That's what I'm thinking it is.
Well, I'll make it simple. I would make a motion we approve his contract as long as he is licensed to do the work.
Fair enough.
Can we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Richard. Danielle, could you please roll call?
Joe?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Information, Roy?
I'm sorry. Okay. For those in the attendance, can you tell us what the contract bid was for demolition cost of that building?
It was 60. Just about 80. Comment, we're about to spend another $84,350 on the green building.
Yes.
But hopefully the hemorrhaging is about to stop.
That property will become income storage property, Daniel.
That's fine. I'm just curious what to see now. It's not the back end or not online with what the total cost was going to be to demo it.
We're gonna spend a lot of money on that here real quick.
No, you've still got a loan.
Well, we still have the payments, but it will become income. It won't be just set there. As a,
I understand.
Yeah.
I don't know about the rest of you, but when that's a barrel out, I'm going to go down and cut the brand and put the whole thing.
I'll be with you. So moving on to numeral 6, information items, the Feral Cat House Committee. Gary?
Danielle. Pass that one to Danielle.
Well, I had I contacted her, and we had Joe and Sharon, and what's her name, Bernice. So we all met, and Joe agreed to be part of the committee, and when it becomes time to move the cat houses, then they'll meet again. But it'll just be 3 members, and they do plan on taking down the cat house over by the jetty, by the fishing pier, because there's not a cat there that goes there anymore. So they still do plan on removing the houses when the cats do go, just so the board knows. So that's where we're at in that.
Thank you, Danielle. Any discussion from the board? Any questions from the audience on the feral cat situation? Moving on to information item B, art on the boardwalk. Gary?
Danielle is handling this one as well.
Come on.
I met with Ken and his wife, and we discussed where they were at in that process, and it's looking good. We've got the curator that wants to be a part of it, which is the Pelican Bay.
Arts Association on Fifth Avenue?
Yes, okay. And Barbara is more than willing to collect the paintings and collect all the votes and do the award ceremony from there. And it'll be up a little bit before May, and after Labor Day will be when the award happens.
Very nice. That's going to be a big addition to our boardwalk.
It'll look very nice. And then moving forward, it is suggested to not have the vendors up against the railing anymore, so that way we can continue displaying those art pieces during those events.
We're going to move them out to the edge of the wood on the boardwalk,
just the edge of the wood,
towards the asphalt, and let that be a walk space so our tourists and local people can walk behind there and still enjoy the view.
Exactly.
Any discussion from the board?
I just comment. I think it's a really great idea.
I do too. I really do.
I think it's a tremendous idea.
Yeah, I think we need some jazzing up. I think we're getting it. We're painted, we're striped, we're seal coated. Docks are getting repaired. Office. I want to thank Sharon and Gary Herton for heading that up, for painting our office. They had one volunteer that helped them for 2 hours. One volunteer for 2 hours. Sharon and Gary.
I would still alive. Point out that, you know, this part. Idea is another way to have the community more involved in the
board. The report, yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's another way for us to not have to do it all. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got people who are going to volunteer their art and volunteer to do a lot of things.
That's right.
I'm hoping this will be happening more.
Oh, I'll wait. Yeah.
I think it's
just
and his wife put in a lot of time for the art.
Yeah. You have a working board up here. You don't have a board that just comes to a meeting once a month. You got a working board up here. That it's hard to support every day. With that being said, we're going to move on to informational item C, flying of the service flags on the boardwalk. Gary?
Yeah, so Jack Aiken came out here a couple weeks ago. He did a site survey on the flagpoles. He wanted a lot more information on the poles itself, how they were made, what they're made out of, the thicknesses. So we gave him as much as we knew. We actually drilled in one of the poles and found out there's an inner pole inside the outer pole. The inner pole is weird. Jack says the inner pole doesn't mean nothing because
it means something to some engineer somewhere because they wouldn't
have
built it otherwise.
I don't know. But anyways, with his calculations, it doesn't mean anything. He's got to go by the outer, unless you go tear a pole apart and see how they're actually welded together or something. But anyways, he's going to put a recommendation together that we can still fly the flags on those things, but not in high winds. He's going to recommend we take the flags down in high wind situations.
When a flag is flying in the wind, whether it be 1 mile an hour or 99 miles an hour, that flag is straight out like that. That wind is surpassing that flag. There's maybe 1 pound of resistance on that flagpole.
Uh-huh.
Huh? You don't agree with that, Al?
No. I don't either. It's going to vibrate. It's going to be three-dimensional.
Very true.
The point is that, you know, once you get the some response from Jack Aikens, he should recommend what size flag you should have on
it. Yeah, we told him what size we fly, so he's going to do his calculations on it.
Okay. Did he look underneath, Gary, and see if that was fish-plated? Was it fish-plated? Fish not just lagged to the beams.
No. No, it's...
No, it's all thread that goes down to a
bracket
that
spans. Right, so it's got a plate on the bottom, plate on the top, so it's fish plated.
No, it's not.
No.
There isn't plate.
It's not clamped.
No, it's clamped. They got angle irons clamped to the members down there, but...
Right, the beam is there. The flagpole base is one clamp. The other clamp on the bottom through the four all thread holes pinch that together on that very solid beam.
The bottom is not quite that way, but yes, it's essentially what you're saying.
Right.
They're going to be adequate for you know, for a while, but I mean, the reality of it is that, I mean, it's as strong as what that boardwalk is, you know, and I mean, you can look at the boardwalk, I mean, wood eventually deteriorates. I mean, it's something that we have to keep an eye on and make sure that it stays the way it is. You know, if it gets worse, we're going to have to keep looking at it.
Michael.
last meeting, I went down there and looked at it a few days later. It is attached to the rail itself, too. Not only to the ground, but it's also attached to the rail. So if you get there and you just do that much to it, the whole rail goes like this also. So smaller the flag, the less problems you'll probably have on being able to succeed with the flying the flags. Like a 3x5 may be able to support it. But if you gotta go down there and lean on it, I mean, you can get into a real hornet's nest because that rail is also supporting that pole.
Okay, we'll check into that, Michael.
Yeah.
I would just like to see some flags up there. If I take them down every day or leave them up, I don't know what all the particulars are, but it should be nice to see our service flags back in flight on a port.
Roy, in regards to that, once we get the approval from Jack that the poles are safe to use, we have the Boy Scouts and the Marine Corps League that I'll talk to again.
Wonderful.
But they're interested in helping us with
They would.
You know, the display of the appropriate flags.
Correct. Very good.
So one more thing I want to add. We bought the material to lower the mechanism to fly the flags so we don't have to climb up the ladder. So,
mm-hmm.
And we're gonna have a locking device on it so nobody can just do whatever they want with them. So we already got the material, it's just a matter of our guys scheduled to do it. So.
Yeah. Moving on to commissioners' comments.
Estuary's been very active with a lot of salmon fishermen. If you go down and watch the boats being launched, these are all drift boats and small boats. I think it's a major safety issue that we're ignoring in that those boats need some handrails. What happened to the handrails that come off the previous docks that when we replaced these at the launch ramp? Do we still have them?
No. The handrails for the launch docks. So as far as those goes, we're gonna have to get an engineer to come in, look at it, put their stamp on it, and then we're gonna have to give it to Oregon State Marine Board so they know that we're making modifications to their docks.
We thought the docks firm doesn't have that information. That's not an option that you can buy with those docks.
No, and now that we've kind of traveled around, we've been to four different ports that has these docks. None of them have handrails.
Or grab irons.
Or grab irons. I haven't found any launch ramps that do.
I'm afraid the right handicapped person could change all that on the whole West Coast. But I'm just saying they could. It's not handicap accessible. What Ken's saying, and our elders, we might have to get an engineer, we might have to do a little legwork, but you're very good at it, and you seem to be getting everything done. Could we get a little research and information on that?
Mike called the Marine Board, they may have.
We've already done it.
I've called the Marine Board, and I've talked to their engineer.
That's what they told us to do, is get our own engineer.
They told us to find our own engineer. Because they weren't going to provide us engineering for that.
Right.
So we can find our own engineer.
Is Jack qualified for that area?
I would tentatively say he is. I don't know that for sure. But the next question that I have with it is, what is Oregon State Marine Board going to say? You know, if they say, yeah, we do have an engineer, and say somebody ties a boat off to it and it rips it off, you know, what's the chain of events that are going to follow that?
We have to make and get an answer on, for sure, Travis, for sure. Mm-hmm. And then we might even have to have Martha consult with them or, you know, do a little research first.
It's no problem to continue looking into it a little farther if that's what you guys want.
You only need it on one dock, correct?
Well, I would put one on each finger.
There would be six of them if you put two on each, one on each side of the three fingers.
One of the things that Oregon State Marine Board pointed out was on our old docks, they sent us actually some pictures with our old ones, and those old ones are bent, they are beat up, from boats tying to them, surge happening. So I think the facts is they're gonna get damaged. We can't assume that they're not going to, so.
Our steel wall gets damaged. I mean, they're gonna, they get used.
Steel wall's steel, those are aluminum.
Yeah.
So.
They're gonna have damage for sure, you're absolutely right.
We'll look into it. We'll look into it, maybe get you guys some more information by the next meeting.
Super. Anything else, Ken?
Nope, that's it.
Richard?
I got a whole list.
All right. Give us all you got there.
So, just a heads up, at one of the FMC meetings I went to, we had some presentations by NOAA. And they have a new initiative now to become involved with the Army Corps of Engineers permitting process for any work that occurs over water. So that may be an extra layer of bureaucracy that's coming. I don't know all the details, but they did tell us that that's one of their new West Coast initiatives, so. Don't know exactly what it means, but, I would ask you, I've been invited in January at the same time our regular meeting is to go down to a PFMC workshop on community resiliency and scenario planning. This is a new initiative that PFMC has taken on, and the idea is to work up a series of scenarios that we can bring back to the community to discuss what might happen if the ocean conditions continue to change. And one of them I know will be if we lose Dungeness crab fishing, what is the implications for the port, for the community, for the fishing community, and the community of Britain Harbor economically. So if you're indulgent, I would like to go to that.
Absolutely.
I don't know that I'll be able to call in at that meeting.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Richard and I have talked a few times on that very subject. What would we do? What could the port do if we lost a season, if we lost a Dungeness crab season? It costs millions and millions of dollars to this port, millions and millions. So Richard and I have talked before, what would we do? What could we do? So that what he's bringing up now is to go get some education and bring it back to us and the community, what a group of people may come up with for answers on that, because it would be absolutely devastating. California is in a turmoil right now and may not even go crap because of the swell and tangling.
The guns are really bad this year. Between smog acid issues, whale entanglements, it's getting to be pretty scary.
It's getting real scary.
California's pulled their pots out in April. We don't know yet what killer whales are going to do for us as far as salmon, but I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, I'll just share one thing that I also learned at the Pacific States meeting. We had some people come in and talk to us about crabs. And there's a guy from NOAA who's doing some work on what happens when you dump dredge spoil on crabs. So he put up a series of acoustical receivers, and then he actually put acoustical tags on crabs, caught them and turned them loose, and then they had the dredge boat come over and dump on them. And bottom line is that the dredge is, barge is sitting still and it dumps, it'll bury the crab. But if it moves through the array, the crabs will leak. So then there's a gal from Oregon State who heard about what he was doing, and she shoehorned in on his research. She tagged 2,000 male crabs off the mouth of the Columbia, and they tracked them.
Wow.
One of those crabs stayed in the array for 6 weeks. The others left. 6 weeks later, one of those crabs showed up 90 kilometers south.
I couldn't believe it.
I mean, I thought they moved, but I had no idea they moved like that. So it's apparent, well, at least it's beginning to become apparent from this research, that those crabs are moving up and down the coast all the time. Mm-hmm. The bottom is literally walking, I think, out there. So.
They're actually mid-water.
Yeah, well, I just found that fascinating.
Yeah, it is. That, so. It is. I've not heard of anybody tracking crabs before.
Oh, yeah, we have.
It's pretty interesting.
At a Coos Bay, we have about 20 years ago.
Even further than that, Joe.
Was it further than that?
Even further than that, because my dad in Cecil Hall, they found one up in, I think it was Coos Bay or Warrington, and they thought it was dead. It had been laying on the deck for a day or so after they unloaded.
they tagged it and threw it over, and then a couple, a month or two later, they found it like 100 miles away, and they had, it wasn't dead, it was in hibernation state. So it's not a common form of travel.
Right, but that wasn't acoustical, that was tagged.
No, that was not acoustical, no, but we're talking.
They can track them, some means.
Tag sign, Coos Bay, let them go.
Yeah.
The other thing she discovered, she felt disarrayed, was off of Cannon Beach.
Goes on what?
Off of Cannon Beach.
Okay.
And in addition to the crabs, she also picked up 7 white sharks that had been tagged in the Farallon that are moving up and down the coast.
Looking for those salmon.
I guess, I don't know.
That's interesting though.
So next month, we'll, DFMC is gonna meet, and we'll get the final word on the overall of the salmon and what's gonna happen with that. We have to put aside salmon or not for the overall. That's it.
Myself, as always, I work here in Newport every day, and this staff is just absolutely amazing. I told Gary today, I met with Gary and Travis, just a general meeting. One thing I've learned since this board has come on board, through Ken and Richard, Sharon and Joe, is how tied the hands are of our staff. They gotta go through a lot of bureaucracy to get anything. Years. Gary's desk, I don't know how he keeps it so clean. It used to be that way when we first started. There was piles and piles, neat piles, but I just wanna say we got a great working staff in this place that has, there's just no agendas anymore. This place is the finances are great. We have, it's nice for me to sit up here and have a rapport with the audience without having to have a stack of itemized public comments. It's nice to be able to call on the audience. The audience is very civil. There's a bunch of viewers starting to become really regulars. It's only an hour or 2 a month. Invite your friends if they got any questions. I don't think any commissioner up here would deny a phone call if you had a question. I know our manager, we'd like to send those questions to our manager, our harbor master. They have these answers. Make an appointment. Go in and see if you can get an appointment with them. Tell your friends. They are reachable. I just can't tell you. Things are really good in that community. So, Sharon?
Well, I attended a couple of meetings this month with Gary and also Ken. We did you and Gabby. Gary's gonna talk on that next month. We painted the port office, and I have to tell you, the staff was so helpful to us because we found one wall that was just totally unpaintable, and I swear to goodness, in 2 days they had fixed it, and we were able to paint it. It was done. And anything we needed, they were just right there. I went to Crescent City to the port down there and met the people down there and toured their fuel facility because I wanted better understanding about over the wall fueling. And so it was kind of neat that I got to see that firsthand rather than just on a piece of paper. And I went over to the Pithatube new store and met with the owners and saw their store is so nice, and they gave us a tour. And it's nice to have them.
Yeah, if you want some unique gifts, Pithatube's got them.
Oh yeah.
Really, you know, not your general gift store. Man, they got some really different, one of a kind, original art, in fact. Mm-hmm. And I got a new t-shirt, picked up my t-shirt today, and was quite happy with it.
So, yeah,
got some good stuff, good stuff. Well,
that was it. That was busy enough.
Joe? Not going to turn to my head, Joe?
Joe's been very busy, too.
Joe has. There was a big deal at Crescent City, and just to show you what kind of man Joe Spears is, it was a very large fiberglass job. I could not get to it because of my health and healing. And it was, anyway, I don't know how to say it, but anyway, I called Joe, and Joe said, absolutely. Joe's a very busy man. but he's very talented in fiberglass and any type of boat work. He's down there doing a very large job. It takes a lot of time, day and night, nights like cold, fog, winter conditions with fiberglass, outdoors. But he's down there getting that man going so he'll have his boat for crab season, because there were other reasons that I had to call Joe, but I can't say that in public meeting. But Joe Spears is down there getting his comrades ready. He's paid, he's charging, but he's down there and he doesn't have to do it. It's not his job. But
that's Joe.
That's Joe. You know, when the
he's there.
Yeah, when the 4th of July extravaganza, so they're building the, you know, volunteer with all the other volunteers. We have some special regular volunteers. So thank you, Joe. Thank you, Sharon, Richard, and Kim.
Yeah. Gary, did you want to talk about the meeting tomorrow at all?
Other than we have a board-to-board meeting.
Posted.
At Gold Beach County Annex Building, whatever you call it.
With the county commissioner.
Yeah, with the county commissioner.
It's in the commissioner's.
What, 2 p.m.?
Martha, you got anything to say tonight for us to help us out in any way? Or any guidance? We do all right?
No. The meeting was very quick tonight and went very smoothly. Impressed. Everyone seems to be keeping up on things and being engaged, and it's like you would
very much so
like to see from a board.
Are you possibly going to be at that board-to-board meeting with us tomorrow? Or
I can be there if you'd like me to. It's on my calendar. I was asked to be there. I would like to see you there,
Martha, at the board. Yep. So
their attorney will be there.
Absolutely. Their attorneys at every meeting.
Yep.
Yeah, so I would like to see you there, Martha.
It is on my calendar.
Okay.
So be there.
Great. Do we have other staff going, Gary, besides you and the commissioners? Do we have Travis or Danielle traveling?
Yeah. Yeah, Travis and Danielle are coming.
Great. Yeah, I would like to include them more and more in meetings and training. And,
yep.
Any questions from the audience? Al?
Yeah, when are you going to install the locks on the gates?
Our lock manufacturer kind of gave us some wrong parts, so we're working through that, but hopefully
after
the 21st.
Next month. Are we going to put locks on the bathrooms as well as the gates?
Not right now, no.
They're being locked, right?
Yeah, they're locked.
Their security's locking them up at certain hours.
Yeah, 10 p.m.
I know that, but you go to other marinas and the facilities are locked unless you're a mortgage payer.
Absolutely.
And that's what I'm wondering, if the port was going to lock the bathrooms as well, for that way those who paid for the services would be.
Correct, and I agree with you 100%, and I think this board agrees with you as well.
I think what happens with that is the port got federal money to put them bathrooms in, and it has to be open to the public 24/7 if you look at the contracts or purchase of these.
Well, the RV park went well, right?
I have to research that out, but every, like Daniel says, every port on this coast, not every, but
right,
90% of them have locking bathrooms.
Yes.
Not open to the general.
Yes. When Crabtree was here, he sort of made that a fact.
Right. The general public.
Right. Has to be open to the general public.
Well, it will be for certain hours. They're welcome to come.
Okay.
Closed on the dusk.
At the beach, we will have.
Our port is essentially closed from dawn to dusk to the general public. That's what our signs say. Restrooms being parked. Michael.
Yeah, I just want to compliment the board. Personally, thanks, Roy, for making it easy for us to comment, even though
take it or
let it go. The other thing is, one of the reasons really personally brings me in here is the logic behind everything. I mean, we have a really messed up world, and we just start up with Congress and all that other stuff. But it's the knowledge that you gentlemen, you keep it real, you keep it honest, you keep it grounded within your means. And there's no fluff to it. And I just appreciate that personally. So thank you. That keeps me coming back.
Yeah, bring a friend, man. Bring a friend.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Can you tag on to the thank yous?
Daniel, please.
Thank you.
I just wanted to publicly thank the port staff and the board for helping get me into that space in a timely manner. It does look beautiful. I've been in full production for 2 weeks now and have been able to fulfill my wholesale orders that already existed. And then we unlocked the doors to the public for the retail site yesterday, and it's going very well. Thank you very much for making that happen.
Raise your hand.
The code to, the codes to the gates today in the mail.
Yep, everybody should have started getting them today.
All right, I'd like to thank everybody for coming. Thank everybody for not hearing your cell phones go off. Thank you for that. And our next regular meeting date is November 19th, 2019 at 6 p.m. We will not be having a meeting in December, correct, Gary?
That's the plan.
There will be no meeting for the month of December as planned as of now. We'll take a month off. And with that being said, this meeting is adjourned Tuesday, October 15th, 2019 at 7 o'clock.